Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was all so very fake, and we were all so very right. Remember the basement strategy? Shoot, Lee and I were calling it that, so was everybody else. Wasn't our idea. Back when he was running for office, he was so demented, they couldn't put him on the campaign trail. Folks, you're watching a second-level cover-up right now. As the media pretend to be finding themselves, how they were confused about it, but they weren't confused. No, no. What they're doing right now is they're covering up for whoever the shadow government was, whoever was operating the auto pen. Let me tell you what, if I'm the Speaker of the House, if I'm a leader in Congress and I'm a Republican, my priority right now in this issue is hauling in Biden officials and putting them under oath till I find out who operated the pen. That's what I would do. Who specifically, physically was that? Did they answer to somebody? Who was that? Who operated the pen? The auto signature pen. That right there is what they don't want to talk about right now. And folks, it has devolved into comedy. Jon Stewart, the Comedy Central liberal comedian, had one of the best takes.
The news is selling you a book about news they should have told you was news a year ago for free. It's just fun to watch them not only continue to push the book in light of this difficult news, but to actually frame this difficult news as perhaps even more of a reason to buy this book. I understand the excitement over an insidious Democratic cover-up about Joe Biden's mental decline. The thing is, though, it was a terrible cover up because we all f-ing knew.
Meanwhile, the hits just keep coming as people dig through the Tapper book. Listen to this, how fake this was. Joe Biden's cabinet meetings, so, you know, meetings with Treasury Secretary, all of his department heads, you know, the traditional cabinet meeting, right? Joe Biden's cabinet meetings were scripted. They were fake. They used cameras creatively to cover the mistakes. They did multiple takes. So they were little more than theater. People in these meetings were little more than actors. They were more like actors, I should say, than government officials. And again, they used cameras to cover any mistakes, and they did multiple take after multiple take after multiple take. This is the level the deception was on. And the media wants you to believe they did not know. This press corps, folks, they fly around with him. They follow him around. I knew. I've never met the guy. And always it getting fake out there. Listen to Whoopi Goldberg. She's outraged.
But I want somebody to tell me, well, when did you know it was bad? If you knew, why did you wait?
Yeah. So can I just get in for a second? He said that it was after he moderated the debate.
I'm sorry, baby. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you're telling me that hundreds of people knew that he was not able to do his job, then where the hell was everybody?
Lying. They were lying to you. They were absolutely lying to you. Folks, I didn't understand how big of hold on with the music. I didn't understand how big of a deal this was, okay? All of this, the crisis level this is for Democrats, until my brother, who I love dearly, who is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, absolute total liberal, hardcore, comes to my house after the first debate. And the kids know we all have a house rule. We love them. We want them to come back. We don't talk politics. We talk about everything under the sun but politics, unless he brings it up. Then we only talk about what he brings up. So we're polite. And the kids are sitting there, and they live in my house, and so there's always news in the background. They're pretty informed kids. And my brother brings it up, how shocked he was. And he wants to know, weren't you shocked? And he's not kidding. To me, weren't you shocked by Joe Biden's performance at the debate? He's not kidding. And I was like, no, not really. That was kind of a better brain day for him than usual. I was like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10 for Joe, it's about a 6. And he just looks at me, his eyes are huge. And I'm like, you really haven't seen the rest of it, have you? I mean, I've got a whole audio vault of it. I told my brother, I was like, go read my Twitter feed. Just go down it and put Biden in. This is what they withheld from you. He didn't know. So understand, to us, we're like, why are we talking about this? We knew this, like, you know, back from the campaign trail, 2020. You know, this is old news. For them, it's not. It's not old. This is a crisis. Van Jones nailed this on CNN.
There are people who knew and said nothing. And that is a crime against this republic. And I think the Democrats are going to pay for a long time for being a part of what is now being revealed to be a massive cover-up.
They are in crisis with their sheeple. They are truly in crisis. They did not know. And now their sheeple know for the first time on a major issue. They lied to them. They may not know that about the Russia collusion hoax. They may not know that about COVID. They may not know that about the shot. They're going to find that out, though. But they know, and they're shocked. This is in their very fake world. This is a crisis. Folks,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
New intelligence suggests, this is CNN, so take it with a grain of salt. I take a personal professional risk every time I quote CNN. The risk of me getting something wrong is very high. It raises my blood pressure when I do it. So, with caution. New intelligence suggests Israel is preparing possible strike on Iranian nuclear facilities. Look, I don't care if it's us or them. Somebody's got to do it. Golden Dome withstanding. They cannot have nukes. They can't. And Trump understands that now. And for whatever reason, there's been this renaissance of Iran love. Like, on our side, it is the strangest thing. the more they try to kill Trump, the more MAGA loves Iran. I just like, it's so weird. Why is it clear that the nuclear facilities of Iran must be blown off the face of the earth post haste? Because they have already committed the only other act of war that can precede a nuclear strike on America. It's serious enough that you're like, yeah, they're going to hit us eventually. And what is that? What would be that act of war? Try to kill the president. Not once. Not twice. Three times. We've got two of their assassins in custody. And they sent them to foment kill-for-hire plots. Now, that's after, folks, the Ayatollah personally on his Twitter feed put out a fatwa on Trump, said he was going to die. Wants him dead. So Trump gets this. I don't know why our side can't get this. Oh, you have war with Iran. No, we won't if they don't have nukes. Good luck. Go fire your stupid little Houthi pistols. Not going to work. It's not going to work. Time is ticking on that. And Trump has explained this. Folks, it's not just Trump on Iran is very different this time than last time. Almost dying at the hands of assassins will do that to you. Again, we have two in custody awaiting trial. There was a third one. Three. The FBI let one of them in. Went to the Houston airport. Met him. He was on the terror watch list. But that was cool. Wait, wouldn't that legally preclude him from coming to the country on a visa? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's not legal. And they interviewed him. The agent who wrote it up said he was a nice guy. They actually put that in the press release. They let him go. He then overstayed that visa. They didn't pick him up till he exited the country the day before the Butler rally. Weird, right? Weird. And it's not just me.
There have been two assassination attempts on my life that we know of, and they may or may not involve, but possibly do, Iran. In the first case in Butler, Pennsylvania, the FBI has been unable to open the three potentially foreign-based apps. And in the second case, the assassin had six cell phones in his car, yet the FBI has likewise been unable to penetrate.
Okay, so he's talking about crooks there and Ryan Routh. Is there an Iranian connection? We don't know. The FBI and the Secret Service still hiding that from the American people, which tells me there's something there they don't want us to know. But that doesn't count the other three Iranian assassins we've caught now, sent by Iran. Again, two of them are in federal prison awaiting charges. That's an act of war. You can't let a country like that keep a nuke. It's going to end badly for the world. By the way, it's not just me and Trump. Of all people, Trump's arch nemesis, former FBI director Christopher Wray.
As the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, the Iranians, for instance, have directly or by hiring criminals mounted assassination attempts against dissidents and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil. And along those lines, Hezbollah, Iran's primary strategic partner, has a history of seeding operatives and infrastructure.
Yeah, they can't have nukes. They've blown it. They're done. Trump knows it. I know it. The only question is Trump going to take out the nuclear reactors, or is Israel? Are we going to do it in some kind of joint exercise? I don't know. But it's coming. It's got to get done. It's got to get done. We cannot allow the Democrats to inherit that Iran, because they were already merging with the Iranian government, marching with them in the streets and facilitating them getting nuclear weapons, which will then be used in a war with their enemy, which is America under Republican rule. It's crazy how the world is going now. But Trump gets it. Our side doesn't. I don't know what's up with Tucker Carlson. He needs to wake up. But somebody's going to have to take that out. And I don't care who does it. Honestly, prefer it be Israel. They've got just as much beef as we do with Iran now. But they cannot be out there trying to kill President Trump. That's not a thing. And the waves of Iranian assassin, assassins coming here, it's not going to stop. I'm sure there's more here now. And whether the FBI is or is doing anything about it, who knows? I don't trust them. Nobody should trust them. Not after their record on Butler. Again, they pick up the last one trying to flee the country the day before Butler. You're going to tell me there's not a connection? Trump knows. You just heard from him. Have you noticed the silence on this, by the way? Nobody's talking about it. Have you noticed how lame the excuses are? I had Kash Patel, head of the FBI, this week. Did you see what he said? Oh, you guys think, same with Dan Bongino said the same thing. Say how you think there's some kind of conspiracy here with these Trump assassinations. We've looked at the documents. We can't find one. Now, when he says Trump conspiracy, I don't know what he means, conspiracy, like deep state conspiracy or like Iran conspiracy, because we know there's an Iran conspiracy. Again, we have two of them in custody. I mean, we know that. That's fact. Then they went on to say, well, we can't release anything. So sorry, even though Congress has subpoenaed it. Yeah, we can't, because Ryan Ruth is about to undergo the trial down in Florida. Cool. Keep that secret. Last time I looked, though, Thomas Crooks was dead. Was he not? He's not going to undergo trial, right? They already cremated him. Release it. Who was he communicating with overseas? What were those overseas encrypted accounts for? Payment from Iran or who? He's not undergoing trial, guys. Release it. Funny they didn't bring that up. I wish Maria Bartiromo, in the interview of Bongino and Kash Patel, would have asked that question. That would have been my question. Okay, Ryan Ruth, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You're going to keep everything on him secret, including his 17 cell phones. Okay. Crooks is dead. Release it. Why are you still defying congressional subpoenas, Bongino? Why are you doing that, Patel? And have you shared any of this with Trump, or is he still wandering around in the dark wondering who's trying to kill him? Just questions I have. Maybe there are legitimate, rational answers that I don't know. And I'm just asking the questions.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.